Everybody, welcome back to the Veteran Podcast. I'm not even sure what episode number we're on right now. I think it's number 5. Anyways, we have a few stories come up here today. Started off, we have emails possibly entering the draft soon, maybe. Depleted uranium could be the cause of the Gulf War syndrome. VA suspends debt collection once again. Garrison East helps veterans battle mental illness. And I found a cool 2-1 red I wanted to show you guys.
You are listening to the Veteran Podcast, the podcast digging into important veteran-related topics, news, and resources. Here's your host, U.S. Army veteran Joe Stone.
So our first story, females in the draft. The ACLU recently petitioned the Supreme Court to ask them to overturn an earlier precedent that basically specified that only males can enter the draft. They said that it's now outdated, considering that females have been allowed in combat roles for a few years now, and they're asking that rule to be overturned. We'll see what happens there. Gulf War syndrome. It's been an issue that's plagued a lot of veterans since the Gulf War. I used to have a neighbor that was a Gulf War vet and suffered from various amounts of things. In fact, up to 25% of the 700,000 troops that deployed actually suffered from some sort of symptoms from the deployment. Chronic pain, fever, night sweats. However, they've been trying to figure out what the cause of the Gulf War syndrome has been, and they recently ruled one thing out that many people thought it could have been, and that's depleted uranium. A study was just released by the University of Texas, and that ruled out the cause. I'll put a link in the show notes if you want more information on that. The VA is suspending debt collection payments again. So last year, the VA suspended debt collection payments back in April of last year to help with the economic impacts of the coronavirus, help veterans with the economic impacts. That earlier suspension ended in January, and the new VA secretary bowed to some outside pressure and decided to extend it into September. So now if you have debts that you owe the VA and have not been paying on, you still have a little bit more time to pay them back. Also, the VA has extended the moratorium on evictions and foreclosures for those of you who have been having a hard time paying your VA home loans. That's been extended to the end of June. In our next story, Gary Sinise helps vets battle mental illness. Old Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump fame is a huge veteran advocate. If you don't know that already, he is. He does a ton of stuff, and he's always traveling around doing free concerts and stuff with his band, the Lieutenant Band, Dan Band. Anyways, he recently launched a mental health network called the Gary Sinise Foundation Avalon Network. And they're going to establish 20 treatment centers across the United States, and it's being funded by Home Depot founders Bernie, Marcus, and Arthur Blank. They pitched in $20 million out of their own pocket. Awesome. In our last little story section, what have you, I found a cool tool. I was on Reddit the other day, and somebody had posted a list and kind of a neat little graphic showing states that offer free tuition for veterans or their families. I looked through it a little bit. It's not a 100% perfect list by any means, but it gives you a good starting point to dig into things. So for instance, like my home state of Washington says, and then this list says it's for offering free tuition for veterans and families. So I'm assuming that they meant 100% of free tuition. Washington State, that's not exactly true. To get any sort of tuition assistance, you have to be a honorably discharged veteran, for one. And then there's a caveat in the state code that says state-funded schools may waive all or a portion of the tuition, not make it 100% free. However, spouses of veterans, where the veteran's either 100% disabled, was a previous prisoner of war, or died from a service-connected disability, looks like they're authorized 100% tuition assistance. And for children of veterans, the veteran has to be 100% disabled and or a prisoner of war to qualify for that. Now, this list, like I said, is not 100% accurate. It has some errors and stuff in there, some caveats, but dig around, check it out. It might give you a good starting point to check things out. There's links in there too to get the state laws and websites and stuff like that to further back it up. Anyways, I thought that was a neat little tool I wanted to share with you guys. I'm a little overdressed today compared to the last time. Normally I don't wear polos on my weekends. I just came back from a funeral. My late grandfather-in-law, I guess. He passed away this couple weeks ago. He was 90, Air Force veteran, served in the Korean War as a flight line mechanic. It was a really great little ceremony. I wanted to give some sort of big props out there to the Patriot Guard. They were there, the U.S. Air Force, and of course the local American Legion was also there as well to provide a 21-gun salute. It was done pretty well. I'm thankful for those organizations that did that. It was good for the families. So if you were part of that, or somebody who's a part of that, or Patriot Guard, or whatever it was, thank you for that. Really appreciated. Maybe someday I'll be able to participate in something like that myself. It would be a great honor. Anyways, that's it for the Veterans Podcast this week. I hope you got something from it. If you have anything for me, you want to talk, hit me up. You can email me, joe@theveteranpodcast.com. You can find me on social. I'm in some of those places, mostly Twitter, but never on Facebook. Occasionally Instagram. Find my LinkedIn as well. And you can find the Veteran Podcast in all those places, even on YouTube. I posted the last week's video there too, so you can go find it. Let me know what you think. I'll see you next week.